You are listening to the podcast, Erotica with Kelly Clark. As I went over in my last story, they were a group of inexperienced guys I became friends with my freshman year of college who started doing sexual favors for and eventually having sex with. I first got the idea to take their virginities when we were all hanging out in Jake's dorm room between classes one day. I'd only had about 45 minutes before my next class, so we weren't drinking, smoking, or messing around that much, but at this point I was pretty comfortable around all of them and we'd been fooling around for a few weeks. It was pretty hot in the room that afternoon with all five of us packed in there. So I had taken my shoes, pants, and socks off and had been laying in the bed on my stomach in just a t-shirt and panties. Jake was in the bed with me playing with my butt, which I have to admit is pretty nice, and chatting with the other guys as they all played Xbox together. Jake had been kneading my ass in a way that felt really nice for the past 15 minutes, and his thumbs kept drifting between my thighs near where my pussy was getting soaking wet. All in all, it felt pretty good, and I was getting pretty turned on in spite of not wanting to mess around too much before I had to leave for class. After a while, Jake started to pull my hips back in a way that I figured meant he wanted me to sit back in his lap. He was sitting up against the wall, so I complied. He was wearing a pair of pretty loose gym shorts, so I figured I'd get back at him for turning me on so much. I made sure to sit right in his lap and rub my panty-clad ass against his crotch, where I discovered he already had a pretty thick hard-on. He let out a gasp as I did this, as so far I'd never really let him get his cock so close to my pussy, even though they were separated by a few layers of fabric. This of course got the attention of the rest of the guys, who turned back to watch me grind my ass back onto Jake's crotch, and they all started staring intently. I recognized in their eyes then that they wanted to fuck me, and fuck me pretty badly. I'd been giving them a lot of blowjobs and handjobs whenever we would hang out, but sex was still a big step, as I'd only previously had sex with my high school boyfriend and I knew they were all virgins, but I was really craving being filled. So I told them that if none of them were busy that night, we should all hang out and I'd let them fuck me. They were used to me being pretty upfront with my body and what I wanted them to do to me, but this seemed to shock them and they all asked a chorus of really, s and whatnot, which was all pretty cute. I told them of course, but they had to figure out what order they wanted to go in and be willing to stop if I had had too much. They all agreed to figure it out while I was at class, and after I got myself dressed again and said goodbye, I went to class. After class, one stopped back at my dorm to pick up a bottle of lube I had it for using with my dildo, and a few condoms from the laundry room. My campus had a pretty progressive stance on safe sex. I was on birth control, knew I was clean, and knew none of them had been having sex with other people, so I was down with them not using condoms, but I wanted to provide them with the option if they wanted it. I showed up at Jake's dorm a bit late, wanting them to all be there already so I wouldn't have to wait. I was starting to feel a bit nervous and didn't want to chicken out. When I knocked the door, Jake pulled it open, and I could tell by the look on his face he was feeling super nervous too. He was a bit sweaty, his hands were shaky, and he looked a bit scared to see me. I thought it was cute and told him so, and gave him a hug that I hoped would calm in his nerves. Everyone else seemed pretty nervous too, and the rest of them were struggling to act normal while they were playing video games. I went and hugged them all too and kissed them on the cheek, let them know I was a bit nervous too and that if they felt uncomfortable, they didn't have to do anything. They of course told me they really wanted to go through with it. I asked them what order they wanted to go in, since I was only comfortable having one of them at a time, and they told me, first Jake. Since he claimed he had first dibs because it was his room, then Darren, then Sam, then John, the latter two I didn't mention by name in my last story. John had the biggest dick out of all of them, so I was kinda glad he had agreed to go last. Since I didn't know if I'd be able to take the rest of him if he had gone earlier. So, not wanting to waste any time, I told them to turn away while I got undressed and ready. I explained to them I bought lube and condoms, which I would teach them how to use, and that I was on birth control and clean, so they didn't have to use the condoms unless they wanted to. They agreed and turned to the TV, so I went to the bed, took my clothing off, put the lube and condoms on the bedside table, and sat back on the edge of the bed before calling Jake. He came over very nervously, and looked a bit surprised to see me completely naked in front of him. I was a little embarrassed because I had a bit of a belly pooch. But he told me I looked beautiful, which I thought was sweet. He came over and I gave him a kiss on the lips, then asked if he wanted to use a condom. He told me he didn't, so I said okay and told him to take off his pants. I put a bit of lube in my hand and started to massage his cock with it, which grew pretty fast. And then I laid back on the bed with my legs pulled back, exposing my pussy to him. I helped him guide his cock down to the entrance of my cunt, which was already starting to get wet. And he slowly pushed inside, his face scrunching up as he entered me. He moaned as he pushed into me and I did too. It had been a while since I had anyone inside of me, and I was a bit tight. I told him to take it slow. Jake started to thrust in and out of me slowly, moaning as his cock disappeared inside of me. I wrapped my legs around him as he pushed in and out and told him how good he felt, which made him stiffen up a bit. He paused and apologized, telling me he was already close. I told him it was okay, and that he could finish if he needed to. Where? He asked. Wherever you want, I said. So, after a few more thrusts as he squeezed my hips, he pulled his cock out and started jerking it over me before shooting several thick, long ropes of cum across my belly. I was surprised by how much he came and giggled a bit as his orgasm finished, leaving him smiling down at me. I told him to hand me the paper towels on his side table and cleaned myself up as he went down to sit with the rest of the group, and they all high-fived him. Darren came up next after I had finished cleaning myself off. He asked if I needed a bit of time, and I told him I didn't need any and we could start if he was ready. I asked him if he wanted to use a condom and he said yes. So I helped him slide it onto his already hard cock. I asked him how he wanted me and he said he wanted me laying back with my pussy by the side of the bed so he could stand and fuck me, like Jake had. I got back onto the bed and pulled my legs back, and he grabbed my thighs as he pushed into me and started thrusting, swearing to himself and muttering about how good it felt. I just smiled, relishing the feeling of being filled up again, and closed my eyes to take in the sensation of him pounding away at me. After a while, he started rubbing at my clit, which I let him know felt really good by moaning as he did. He pounded into me, harder than Jake had, holding my thigh with one hand while circling my clit with the thumb of his other one. Pretty soon I started to come around his cock, and as I opened my eyes after my orgasm subsided, I could tell he was really pleased with himself. After about 15 minutes of fucking me, I could tell he was getting close. He had previously expressed interest in my feet. He was always rubbing them, setting them in his lap, so I figured I'd help him along and raised my foot to his face, stroking my toes over his lips. He caught on quick and took a few of my toes in his mouth, moaning as he sucked and licked them, which felt pretty good. And I felt his thrusts get more erratic and his cock begin to thicken. I told him to come for me and he did, pushing deep into me. Even though he had a condom on, I still remember feeling his cock pulsing inside of me as he moaned. The next of the group up was Sam. He was a bit smaller than the others and I could tell he was a bit embarrassed about it the first time I had sucked them all off. I think he was a bit more nervous than the other two had been about fucking me. So when he came up to the bed, I gave him a kiss and hugged him and asked him how he wanted me. He told me he didn't want a condom and wanted to fuck me from behind. I told him sure. So I got up on the bed and explained to him how to use the lube, just a little goes a long way, lol. And then raised my ass in the air for him as he got behind me. I heard him rubbing the lube on his cock. Then felt him use some of the extra on my pussy entrance, not that I need it, as I was already pretty wet by this point, and then felt him nudging between my lips before pushing in all the way. Even though he wasn't the biggest of the group, I could still feel him. And doggy style has always been one of my favorite positions, so I was loving this. He started slowly, pushing his hips into me timidly. But I encouraged him to pick up the pace a bit by throwing it back. Pretty soon he was pounding away at me like his life depended on it, and I had to grip the sheets for stability. Ha ha ha. He squeezed my hips and my ass cheeks so hard I felt like he was gonna leave a bruise. I started getting pretty into it, throwing my ass back into his hips as he thrust forwards. And as I was getting close, he suddenly pulled out and started jerking himself off. As he started to come, I raised my ass up for him and I felt spurts of his hot semen gush against my ass cheeks and asshole. He moaned as he came down from his orgasm, rubbing his cock between my ass cheeks with his cum as he did. And after he had gone soft, I asked him to get me the paper towels and help me clean up. He laughed and thanked me, then helped me clean. I was a little disappointed I hadn't come again, but he looked really pleased with himself. So I was just glad to make him happy. The last up to that night was John. He was a bit of a bigger guy and a lot taller than me, plus I knew after sucking his dick that it was pretty big, so I was a bit nervous as I wasn't sure if he'd fit. I thanked him for waiting to go last, but he said he didn't mind and was just glad he was finally going to lose his V-card. I asked him how he wanted to take me and if he wanted to wear a condom. He said no condom, and that he wanted to take me from behind at first. The "at first" phrasing kinda rung a bell in my head, since none of the other guys had ever switched positions or really lasted long enough to. So I agreed and helped him lube up his cock while kissing him for a bit, basically had him sit back on the bed and gave him a hand job for a few minutes while kissing him. Then I got into doggy position again, putting my ass up in the air for him as he positioned himself behind me, braced his cock at my pussy entrance, and pushed. Now, I'd never had a cock this big before, so to say I was surprised would be a bit of an understatement. It hurt a bit as he pushed in and I winced, which caused him to stop and ask if I was okay. I told him it was fine, and to just let me ease back onto him a bit. He stayed still, and I slowly pushed my ass back. He was probably only around 7 inches long, but as I pushed back, it felt like his cock went on forever. He was really thick too. I had never felt so filled by a cock before. And when I had him in all the way, I couldn't help moaning. I started to rock my hips back and forth on his cock, just easing myself into it, as he held onto my hips and moaned along with me. Eventually, I felt comfortable with his size and told him he could start thrusting whenever he wanted. He started slowly again, but pretty soon was thrusting into me at a pretty steady pace. I was still pretty turned on from getting fucked by Sam in this position. So John's big cock pounding me doggy send me over pretty quick and my legs started shaking as I came. I felt myself falling flat onto the bed and was helpless to stop it. But John just kind of went with it until I was prone and he was laying on top of me, pinning me under his weight. At this point things are kinda blank lol. I remember it feeling really good and orgasming a few times. At one point John's thrusting got more erratic, and his hips were slapping into my ass from behind as he laid on top of me and held me around my middle, and I felt his cock start pulsing inside of me as he grunted. I could tell he was coming in me, and the warmth of his cum in me combined with the twitching of his cock made me come again. After he finished, he didn't pull out, just stayed inside, slowly thrusting in and out with his softening cock until he got hard again and kept fucking me. I realized we'd been fucking for a while, but I had been coming too hard to really pay attention to what was going on. And when he flipped me on my back, hooked his arms under my knees, and started pounding away at me in a mating press position, I couldn't say anything to stop him. For a few more minutes, he fucked me this way, his balls slapping against my ass, before pushing balls deep into me again as he started to come again. I lay folded under him with my legs back over his arms as he came in me, not able to do anything but shake and moan. When he finished, he slowly pulled out of me and I felt his cum start to leak out of me as he got up, used some paper towels to wipe the sweat off his face, and turned to the rest of the guys and got his high fives. I just laid there for a bit, leaking cum and holding a paper towel between my legs to catch it, before I was able to muster enough energy to look at the clock and see he'd been fucking me for about 45 minutes. Meanwhile, the rest of the guys had been playing Xbox again, all of them with huge grins on their faces. And when I started to move again, they turned and thanked me for taking their V-cards. I had a hard time mustering words after the fucking John had just given me, which, for a virgin, was pretty unexpected. I slid some gym shorts on and went to the bathroom to clean up, before coming back and hanging out with them for a bit to watch them play games together. We shared a few jokes, mostly about how long John lasted, and he promised he wouldn't use me up so much next time and that he just wanted to make sure his first time had been good for me. They played with my boobs a bit more that night, but I was too tired to really do anything else and they respected that only after I inferred that they'd be able to get more at a later date and time.
Support our podcast on patreon.com/kellyclark and access the hidden content awaiting for you.